Looking back at June's flooding, Madison County Sheriff Alan Riley remembers being glad to have the support of the Oneida Indian Nation Police.
Recently, during the flood in Oneida, they were there when I called for their assistance. I know the first night, as it was flooded down there, the waters kept rising. We had no way to get to the houses to get around. Within an hour, we had two boats there from the nation to get us through and get us into the houses, help people out, provide patrols for us. They also provided a communications dispatch for us.
The force was put together 20 years ago when the Oneida Casino and Resort were just getting started. And Nation leader Ray Halbritter recalls not everyone was neighborly.
So our presence and our emergence, and if you will, economically, there were issues. And many people were not taught a lot of this.
His department would have to deal with the potential of opposing residents and their actions. But what's developed, as Oneida Sheriff Robert Mashiel sees it, is cooperation.
Whether it's, small incidents of criminal activity on the casino property, or it may be someone we're looking for in a totally another part of the county where we may know that they frequent the casino. They have worked hand-in-hand with us, sharing intelligence. None of the law enforcement agencies can do it alone anymore, and having a positive relationship is crucial to public safety.
Oneida Nation officers have also helped with Homeland Security border programs, a sex abuse task force, and intelligence sharing. Chris Bolt, WAER News.